Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10. It is Tuesday now, and I can tell you the warm in Dublin is honest to God unreal. So it is. My thanks to Dermot Whelan, who was minding the shop here yesterday. We'll have him back for sure. And how are tricks would use today now? A black cat passed our path entirely yesterday. It slithered across the road in front of us, which in our family is good luck, not a bad omen at all. So we're feeling lucky, see, we are today. Sure, you know what to do on the WhatsApp apparatus. That is 087 032 32 32, and you can also email Oliver at rte.ie. Yes, now, this morning on the show, fans of the Maeve Kerrigan series of novels, who will no doubt have already bought the book we're going to talk about this morning, because in fact some fans are already on to us, they're already texting us this morning because they know that the creator Jane Casey is coming on. The police detective is a London-based Dubliner, as is the writer Jane Casey, who has won all the awards and sold massively over across in England and in Ireland as well for these brilliantly written crime books. I met her in December at the On Post Irish Book Awards. She won yet again Best Crime Book of the Year, and she was a finalist in the overall Irish Book of the Year for 2024. That was won by Donald Ryan. So she's coming in again because she's got another novel out already, and we'll chat about that and about the time she tried to move back to Dublin and it didn't go very well with her English husband and so on. Not his fault. And also she has a famous relation who I didn't know about at Christmas when I met her. So stay tuned to find out who that relative may be. Yeah, yeah. 51551 is the text there as well. I wonder who could it be. And no, we don't have a cash machine for prizes, for guessing who and so on. Now, the blackout has been continuing since November in Dáil Éireann, where it kind of obviously got the other moniker, the do-nothing Dáil. But Mary Regan is writing this morning's Independent, and she's new to there, having left this parish, that the frosty atmosphere in the Dáil as the Dáil emerges from cold storage. So there's a ramping up of activity beginning at lunchtime today, following a long Easter recess. And she says it's further proof the politicians don't work like the rest of us. They're going to sit tonight until 3 minutes before midnight. There's no need to kind of do nothing for so long and then have to stay up all night to do a bit of business. With the exception of those who have sat for hours in the business committee disagreeing over the speaking time. Remember that row? That feels like 100 years ago now. TDs have a little parliamentary activity since taking their seats after the election 5 months ago. No committee meetings to attend. Only three pieces of legislation was all they voted on. And one of them was to increase the number of junior ministers to record levels. But it is out of cold storage today. What are they going to do? Well, chairpersons will be assigned to committees. They'll start the work next week. And the government chief whip, Mary Butler, she has 23 bills listed prioritised for publication, 28 bills for drafting and 63 bills under development. That is like that's over 100 pieces of legislation. I was looking up, they only pass an average of 50 acts of law a year. So that shows how damaging that backlog has been. What's going on? The contentious one will be the defence bill, which effectively dismantles the triple lock and our neutrality, sets up a tense debate between the government and the opposition that wants the issue put to a referendum. And then there's talk here in terms of the opposition. If the coalition is a little bit fractured in places, so is the coalition. Mary Lou was on the Late Late talking about keeping the coalition together, basically. But the overtures are not being readily accepted. So the business of usual might also mean the schisms of the left occur as well if the opposition can't keep the whole thing together. Now, it's also been 100 years since Donald Trump returned to the White House for his 2.0 term. 100 days in office today, even though will one chat show host overnight in America described as everyone aging in Tom Hanks' Castaway years. And what has he been done? Well, he made Canadians very angry, we discovered, in the past few hours as well. The most friendly, centred, maple syrup slurping, mountain walking, mild mid, non-spicy lovies of the Northern Hemisphere that are the Canadians, fuming like they've never fumed before because he keeps talking about their sovereignty and making it the 51st state. I mean, ice hockey, was that the only thing that made Canadians mad? And also Justin Trudeau speaking out loud. But now it is the sovereignty, and they voted in the Liberal Party that was trailing by more than 20 percentage points until Trump came to power and made the election all about him. He even stuck his oar in while they were casting their votes yesterday. And anyway, Jon Stewart on The Daily Show in America has been marking this silly 100 days of Trump 2.0 overnight while you were sleeping. Here's what he's been saying.
According to Trump, the most successful 100 days in the history of our country. Can anyone offer a counterpoint?
Chaos and confusion from Wall Street to Washington.
More than $6 trillion in market losses.
Consumer confidence plummeting.
Outrage over Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency.
The showdown has legal scholars afraid that this might actually be a constitutional crisis.
Firestorm over the national security breach.
The Russia-Ukraine war raging on.
Just 39% of Americans approve of the way Trump is doing his job. Lower than any past president at the 100-day mark.
He has the lowest approval rating of any president in the past 80 years.
I feel like screaming Wilson in the Tom Hanks fashion after all of that. It hasn't been going very well. Even the Wall Street Journal, a friendly place for US Republicans, Trump 2.0 is in trouble, says he needs a major reset. This is the editorial board of this newspaper. He needs a major reset if he wants to rescue his final years from the economic and foreign policy shocks that he has unleashed. The good things are saying he's pressed ahead on multiple fronts. He's had some success expanding US energy production, which we don't talk a lot about over here. After the Biden war on fossil fuels, he ended the border crisis in short order. He's rolled back federal assaults on mainstream American values such as policing racial favoritism, and he was elected to counter the excesses of the left on climate, culture and censorship. He's doing that. They say the less successful stuff is Doge, that's the Elon Musk stuff, the attacks on universities and the tariffs and trade war, which could sink his presidency. They're very opposed to it, even in the Republican heartlands of the Wall Street Journal. That's a lot of Trump. 100 days is a lot to kind of process. I think I need to give you some shiny, happy music because the weather is lovely out there. 51551 is the text. And sure, it's Tuesday. What's not to love? Wake up one morning, you realize.